AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Federal Vaccine Advisory Committee has voted to end a longstanding recommendation all babies get the hepatitis B vaccine on the day they're born. All members have been appointed by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a leading anti-vaccine activist, before this year becoming the nation's top health official. The committee includes Retsef Levy.
These were approved in based on outrageous criteria. And specifically when you think about the safety, it's outrageous criteria. As a father and as a scientist, I don't know how we have the courage, based on such slim evidence, to come to parents and tell them that that's okay to give to your zero-day baby.
The vote was 8-3. Dr. Cody Meissner is also on the advisory committee.
We have heard do no harm is a moral imperative. We are doing harm by changing this wording. And I vote no.
The shots have been widely considered to be a public health success for preventing thousands of illnesses. FIFA is giving its new peace prize to President Trump. It's an unusual break from tradition for the sports-focused soccer organization whose president has become a close ally of the president. The ceremony happened today during the 2026 World Cup draw at the Kennedy Center in Washington.
I want to really save lives. I don't need prizes. I need to save lives. And we're saving a lot of lives. I've saved millions and millions of lives, and that's really what I want to do.
President Trump has openly campaigned for the Nobel Peace Prize and had been heavily favored to win the newly created FIFA Prize. Netflix has struck a deal with Warner Brothers Discovery to buy the legacy Hollywood giant studio and streaming business for $72 billion. That includes HBO Max. The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation measure cooled slightly, increasing the chances the central bank will cut a key interest rate next week. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. French First Lady Brigitte Macron has caught up with an old friend, a giant panda born in France.
At a panda reserve in southwest China that giant panda Yuan Meng now calls home, the First Lady marveled at how big he'd grown. Brigitte Macron had helped choose his name, which means accomplishment of a dream, when he was born at a French zoo in 2017. When they're born, they're like this, she said, holding up two fingers a short distance apart. Meanwhile, the chunky male roamed in his enclosure, feasting on bamboo and ignoring bystanders who cried out his name, hoping to elicit a reaction. They have a very independent character, Brigitte Macron says. For decades, China's deployed what's often called panda diplomacy to smooth and promote relations with other countries, gifting the animals to friendly nations and loaning pandas to zoos overseas on commercial terms. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.